Video gaming terminals are a regular sight at bars, restaurants, and roadside shops around the state. They brought a pretty penny not only to their operators, but also local governments. This is because municipalities get 5% of the net terminal income. Eric Noggle is a senior revenue analyst with the state's Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability. He says revenue has steadily gone up year by year until the governor restricted video gaming due to the pandemic.
Suspended operations between March 16th and June 30th of 2020. And during that time, really things abruptly changed where we weren't getting revenues in at all.
When pandemic restrictions were eased, Noggle says there was an immediate resurgence in gaming.
You know, you would have thought a lot of people might have been staying home, but the revenues were doing, compared to the previous year, very similar.
But video gaming was shut down again in mid-November and stayed that way for the rest of the year. Noggle says that hit hard. Todd Cagnoni is the city administrator for Rockford, which makes the largest amount of money from video gaming terminals in the entire state.
We anticipated pre-pandemic in 2020 that we would have received approximately $1.8 million in annual VGT, which would be dedicated towards our total cost of about $3.8 million for capital vehicle purchases.
With pandemic restrictions, Rockford only made about $1.1 million in 2020, and that money has to cover a lot of maintenance and purchases.
Ambulances, fire trucks, ladder trucks, police department response vehicles, vehicles associated with our public works department.
Springfield is right behind Rockford when it comes to gaming revenue, and it normally uses the money for infrastructure projects. Mayor James Langfelder explains.
It's more of a maintenance side of things, and we've been carrying it year to year ever since video gaming started.
Langfelder says the situation is improving this year, at least when it comes to gaming revenue.
You know, now that we're reopened to a certain degree, I think the video gaming, without a doubt, helped maintain the level of operation on the expense side of things with that added revenue of video gaming since the capacity numbers are restricted.
And then there are cities like Loves Park. It's among the top five in video gaming revenue, and because of its tax structure, it's more dependent on that money. Mayor Greg Jury explains.
The city of Loves Park does not have a property tax, municipal property tax, to its residents and businesses. So we survive solely on sales tax, income tax, and things like gaming.
Before the pandemic, Loves Park made about $80,000 per month, but the gambling closures put a dent in that over parts of 2020. Jury says relief came from an unlikely source. A Costco had opened in town back in 2019 and stayed open as an essential business.
So from a sales tax standpoint, it did offset all of the businesses that were shut down for X amount of months.
And at this point, the city is working to bring back revenue through more business outside of video gaming. This now includes medical cannabis.
So we have a dispensary being built right now in the city of Loves Park, which is going to bring in additional revenue to help us pay for our services.
Jury says that facility is likely to open in August. And finally, there's DeKalb. While its video gaming revenues aren't as high as bigger cities, City Manager Bill Nicholas says they still get a decent amount of money for the general fund.
We had projected for 2020 that we would see at the city level about $256,000 from that source of income.
The 2020 closures cut that amount by about 30%. Nicholas says on the positive side, many local businesses have survived by innovating their services. He hopes the new year and vaccinations can further improve the situation.
We've all struggled to get to where we are, and we hope that the struggle gets a little bit lighter as we go forward.
Overall, local governments lost a fair chunk of their video gaming revenue thanks to the pandemic closures. Municipal governments hope in 2021 that same demand for video gaming can make up for the budget shortfalls they saw in 2020. How that will play out and when businesses will fully reopen remains to be seen. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.